The number you have reached is area code 818-761-3330. Please make a note of it.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space, and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition. This is the dimension of imagination, a recording we call the Movie Line.
Okay, guys, let's go!
Hey, what's going on? This is Mark McFarland, and... let's see, what else? I forgot. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, maybe you should. This is Mark from Hollywood. I hope you enjoyed my strange but good message. Thank you very much.
Hi, Bob213. This is Paul Mac's brother, David Mac. If I seen you, I'd like to rip your head off your shoulders. I think you're a big, fat homosexual myself.
Hello, this is Mr. Gumby, and whenever I want a movie review,
whenever you want a movie review, what?
Oh, hello, I'm Mr. Gumby, and whenever I want a movie review, I call. I've got to do it again. I'll do it. Hello, this is Mr. Gumby. And whenever I want a movie review, I call Paul Max Movie Line.
You stupid twit.
Hello, I'm a stupid twit. Whenever I want Mr. Gumby, I call Paul Max Movie Line.
Get off the phone.
Hello. Goodbye. What?
And welcome back to Paul Mac Presents for the week of February 10th through the 14th, Valentine's Day, 1985. And I'd like to wish all you Movie Line sweethearts out there a very happy Valentine's Day. And, one other thing, Bob213 was horrendously put down last week's tape. And that was all a practical joke by my sarcastic humorists and writers. And, Bob, I'm very sorry, but that's the way the thing goes. I'm not going to bring it up anymore on this line because I already left messages for you on various other lines that you will call. So other than that, we will hear some feedback on this week and the tapes to come about it, but we'll drop the subject. The Academy Award nominees are out for Best Picture. The nominees are Amadeus, The Killing Fields, A Passage to India, Places in the Heart, and A Soldier Story. And now this.
They will lift up my eyes unto the
head. They were best friends from boyhood. Then they committed a crime against their country. Within 18 months, they became the two most wanted men in America. Their story is true.
You'll be working in the system's nerve center.
Assassinato.
I am not.
You'll be receiving and transmitting correspondence designated top secret.
Comunista.
I am not.
You are not to discuss any aspect of your job.
Cop killer.
I am not.
Not with your parents. Not with your girlfriend.
Terrorista.
Not in your sleep. No.
I am a tourist. I am a businessman.
So you're a spy. Do you have some identification?
I have no idea. The extent of the lie, the level of deception.
Who
Who did you receive your instructions from?
You want to be partners? I'm offering you a partnership.
You know, we waited a very long time to meet you.
This isn't a career for me.
This is a business, Chris. We've got to expand.
I don't know who my friends are anymore. I don't know who to trust.
What's happening? Tell me. Please tell me.
We'll leave your bags behind. We're going to get on the plane.
It's just beginning.
The Falcon and the Snowman was a very good film, and on the line with me, I've got the person I saw it with, one of my best friends, if not my best, Mr. Robert Bobber. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well, considering the time of night you decided to call me.
Now, wait a minute. You called me first. No. Oh, wait a minute. God, it's 2:30 in the morning.
And what a time to leave a review, but you know, they always say the best things are said early when you first are sleeping.
Yes,
so we're going to talk, I guess, about the movie.
We're
going to
talk about Falcon and the Snowman. We had just got through making last week's observatory tape, the one where we put down so many people. And, well, man, we really helped Bob's call right there by losing so many callers.
Yeah, I'm down 5 Nielsen ratings, Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry
but
about
we're
that.
I would like to hear what Paul had to think about the movie, and there's like, you know, at the movies, I will give you my half of the review.
That's right. Well, I thought it was a very well-put-together film. At first, I didn't feel the film was going to be so hot, but then it started picking up and you started getting involved with the story. The fact that the film was a true story makes it, of course, more interesting. I think the fact that any film that's a true story always makes it more interesting because you're not just sitting there going, well, it's a movie and whatever, but I'll be artificially in suspense. You're really, you know, really in suspense because you're going, well, gee, I better be feeling sorry for these people because it really happened, you know?
Well, if I may interrupt you for a minute, Paul, what I really think the entertainment public was looking for here was, you know, to... Well, actually, the movie producer was looking to make the person who committed the crime, or people who committed the crime, not look as bad as they really should be looking.
That's true.
I think that, you know, you see more of a human side of what they did. And, you know, you kind of feel sorry at the end of it that both guys got caught up in what they did. And,
that's right. It was a downer.
It was a downer. I know that I felt so depressed after seeing this movie. I just, you know, went home and took, you know, 5 Tylenols with the bed.
That's right. But an interesting point about the film is that it made you like these characters, although they were bad guys. If we had just heard about it, like, when it originally happened, when they were prosecuted in 1974, I think you really would have hated these people for doing what they did. But it kind of gives you an inside and a behind their feelings type of thing. And you're really feeling sorry for these people. So, in reality, what this film is doing is kind of making you think twice about doing something similar to what these guys did, because it really gets you thinking twice about it.
But what you also see here is how little money they actually made doing this. I think that, you know...
That's true.
If I had been Christopher Boyce, I wouldn't have done this because of the money just isn't there.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, all in all, it was an enjoyable evening. Bob and I got there about 5 minutes before it started.
And,
Bob, I enjoyed it.
I just wanted to complain about the popcorn. It was cold, soggy.
Well, gee, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, after all, I can't complain. You bought it.
Yes, but I want to invite everyone out there to call up and hear lots of things on Observatory.
That's right.
And that's 702-0429 in the West Valley.
In the West Valley, and Mr. Robert will bring you this week's latest and greatest comments from all the fanatics out there. Hopefully not, Bob. 213, we lost him like a bad smell. But anyway, Bob, how's the Observatory rap working out for you down there?
That song you made, Paul, was surely genius. You're
thank
up
you.
There with Bach, Beethoven, and,
and all
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
So.
Anyway, Bob, we'll be premiering it on the line here in a couple of weeks. But until then, thank you for sharing your review with us for the Falcon and the Snowman.
You're entirely welcome, Mr. Mack.
And you guys can go check that out at the theater or drive-in, hopefully somewhere near you. And now on with more film-listed stuff.
And now the pillows are on the phone. Good night.
Hello, this is Stanley, and this week I saw The Falcon very interesting movie. It was quite good, quite well made. This guy, I liked him better in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, because that was a real heart skipper movie. But I love those pornographic R-rated movies, you know. But anyway, he was very, very, very good in that. Timothy Hutton, I didn't have much compassion for his character, but because he got Sean Penn's character into a lot of trouble and then didn't want to face up with the facts. But I thought he did very good anyway, and better than the average. I didn't think that Laurie Singer did too well, because she didn't have much to do. Otherwise, the movie was pretty good. Oh, yes, and the Falcon did very, very, very well. He flew around the screen. Oh, it was just, he was such a good actor. I think he should get at least 2 Academy Awards, you know. The Snowman, well, ask Karen Grateful Dead about that. Anyway, goodbye.
Well, Paul, I can tell by your lack of output lately that you need the input, so here I am. This is Mr. Fun with a review or two. I saw 2 very interesting films last weekend, beginning with All of Me, the latest Steve Martin, Carl Reiner team-up. And even with the addition of Lily Tomlin and the lovely Victoria Tennant, who, as you know, is the late Peter Sellers' offspring, this film didn't seem to me to be the ravingly funny movie that friends and critics alike had conveyed it to be, although very entertaining and in some, or should I say very few spots, funny it was. This film, to me, was missing something, though. I am a big Steve Martin fan, but with the exception of Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, he has yet to bowl me over with his films like he does as a simple stand-up comic. And although dry and empty in many parts, it did, however, keep my interest all the way through to the end. For a Steve Martin film, that in itself is quite an accomplishment. On a scale of 5 max, I give All of Me 3. A definite must-see, on the other hand, was The Neverending Story. I love this one. A German-made child's fantasy about a young boy who lives the book he's reading, complete with some of the most bizarre and ingenious special effects creatures you could ever ask for. One of the only films my 2-year-old has ever sat through and enjoyed. I don't know whose eyes were more glued to the screen, hers or mine. The story was simple, yet at the same time it was kind of Twilight Zone-ish for the wild, bizarre ending. I had to look around and make sure I hadn't taken any drugs. It was so weird. A must-see for any child or adult who likes to disappear from reality for a few moments to ride the wind on his luck dragon. I give Neverending Story 5 Big Macs. It was truly that good. Don't forget, gang, the Arty Awards are right around the corner, and for your favorites to win, they need your vote. And ballots are on their way right now as we speak. And to get yours, simply send your name and mailing address to Arty. That's the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment, ARTE, Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. Or what you can do, if you're too shy to sit down and write, you can leave your name and address along with your film review, of course, on Movie Line Input at 761-0333. That's simply just your name and mailing address at 761-0333, the place you go for film reviews. And as soon as I have the aforementioned name and address, you will receive your ballot to the 3rd Annual Arty Awards, All the Best in Telephone Entertainment from 1984. The deadline is March 15th now, 1985, so send for yours today. And don't miss the 3rd Annual Arty Awards, March 30th, 1985, with this year's host, you guessed it, Paul Mack. That's March 30th at a telephone near you. Thanks, gang. Thank you. This is Mr. Fun. Bye.
Well, how do you like that? Mr. Fun talking about the Arty Awards. And that's right, gang. They are coming up very, very soon. As a matter of fact, to help explain the Arty Awards just a little bit more, you're all really wondering what the hell's going on. So what is it now, Dave? 11:52 p.m. at night, and Nino just got through leaving his comments, so we know he's up. So let's give him a call here and find out what the man's all about at this number. Mm-hmm. Okay. We won't tell him we're recording this just for the hell of it. Mr. Fun!
Hey!
How's it going, buddy?
All right.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I understand you just left a comment on the line, dude.
Yeah, I did, dude.
And, were you pleased?
Yes, I did, dude. Why? What happened to it?
No, nothing. It, the cat ate it, as a matter of fact. No, we just got through playing it on the line. It was that quick and spontaneous. I'm serious.
Okay. What, are you working on your tape now?
Are you kidding me? You're on the tape, dude.
Are you working on it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you have problems?
Do I have problems?
I don't know, buddy, because you see, we are, in fact, live on the line, and I...
Well, why the heck would we want to be live
well,
on your line?
Well, because I called to ask you, in fact, if you would like to come down next week and make a special tape with me. That hideous...
Down to the back studios?
Well, we can always fool them and do it at your place.
I do, Paul. You know, I do have a dog that shits in the backyard. I clean that up regularly every week.
Well, then we'll make the tape at your place. No problem, buddy.
I'm not doing anything that night.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, I was...
Paul, I would love to come down to the Movie Line Studios.
Well, I was figuring next week, that way we can heavily promote or demote the Artie Awards, let people know what the hell they're all about, and just to basically scam.
What are they about?
No, they're about, what, 30 minutes? We're talking max, right?
Well, actually, they're going to be about, maybe possibly about an hour long, but the Calcom version will be about 20 minutes.
If you heard Observatory last week, we basically covered the major nominations. Did you hear that?
You forgot one major category.
What was that?
And that is the man most likely to talk the legs off a chair would be Mr. Paul Mack.
Thank you very much, sir. Don't appreciate your sense of humor, but it was funny.
Are we live on the movie scam?
Yeah, we're scamming on the movie live.
Are we scamming on the movie live?
Yeah, we're live on the movie scam.
Hey, are we scamming on the live movie?
We're doing it.
You got to hear my input, because I just saw a couple of really
I just played your input. It was just on tape, buddy.
Oh, well, don't play it. Listen to it.
We're on. You don't seem to understand. You see, this is a live show. You're already on the air. We're happening.
This is live?
That's right. We're live, buddy. Hello? Hello? I think we lost the man. Anyway, something happened to me there. What happened? The man... Oh, well. Okay, well, just, fine. See what... What do you think happened to him, Dave? He just hung up on me.
I think he's mic shy. He must have dumped you, buddy, when he found out he was really being recorded.
I can't understand that. The man is a bum. Okay, gang. I'd like to now officially ask Nino not to come down and be on my tape next week. Nino, you are a geek and an asshole. And if you don't call me back in a matter of moments... No, that wasn't him, was it? No. What happened? Okay, I'm pissed. This demands retroact... No, I'm going to wait for him to call. Should we let him call me back?
Could be him on your input.
Well, we'll just have to do it to him. Let's see. Okay, we must be call waiting the dude. Turn that...
Hello?
What are you doing? Turn that thing down. What are you doing?
Hold on.
You mean hold on? What's the guy doing to me? What the?
You there?
Of course I'm here.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here, you idiot. What are you doing playing with my line? What is this scam? What are you doing? You call my input line? Why did you hang up on me? I just announced that you were not going to be on my tape. Now, what's the problem with you? What's that cackling guffaw excuse for an answer is that?
Hello, Dave.
What do you do? No, that was you, Nino, I was talking about. What are you doing?
No, I was just nothing.
What do you mean now? Do you don't believe that me that we're on live? What is this shit?
Are we still on live?
Damn it, yes, we're on live.
Okay, we're live. What do you want me to do, Paul?
I want you to hang up. After hanging up on me like that, I want you to hang up again and just excuse yourself. You're not even coming down here. I already announced to my callers that you were not going to be down on the line.
No.
Your history, bud. Your history and your name isn't even funny anymore.
Do you have to go through 25 numbers again to get to me again?
Are you kidding me? I was waiting for you to call me back.
I did call you back. You called back on the input.
You think, I thought, do you know my new number, Nino? And please don't say it. Do you know my new number?
I do know your new number.
Okay, I'd like you to verify this because it really pisses me off when somebody hangs up on me. Now, the man's either going to call me back or he's not going to, he's not going to be part of my tape this week. You know, folks, things like this really annoy me, you know, when people like Mr. Fun try to be funny and, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People like Mr. Fun try to be funny. Do you think I hurt his feelings, Dave, by hanging up?
I hurt his feelings, Paul.
You think he can take... You know what? He's calling the movie line again! All right, damn it. I thought you were going to call me back.
I have your phone numbers downstairs in my answering machine.
That's what I just told my callers, that you were doing this. All right, Nino, this is it.
You want me to call you on your number?
It's too late now. Hang up my input line. What are you doing to me? Doggone it. What is your name? What number am I doing? Whose line am I on? Okay, Nino, you're coming down next week regardless of how long this thing is and how much we're boring people, okay?
I'll come down next week. Next week?
Next week?
What's the date next week?
Regardless. What the hell was that?
That was movie right.
Okay, I have a feeling I'm going to dump you in a minute, buddy. Listen, we got to get with the tape, but I mean, I'm just saying next week for the week after Valentine's Day, you know, which is this week.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
You say Valentine's Day, too.
I said Valentine, okay.
Are you talking about the 16th?
Okay, what do I need? Dave, go fetch me a calendar, will you? That one on my desk. Fetch me a calendar. Bring it over here. Okay, Nino. Doggone, do we have to make business deals with everybody listening? You're going to be down for the week of February 17th through the 21st, 1985. Lose that calendar.
Excuse me.
What was that now?
What is the date I'm going to come down actually and scam this now? I mean, it's like Johnny Carson. You know, if I go down at noon, I'm actually going to be on at 11:30.
You will be on 1 hour preceding the air date of the show.
Or do I have to have something important to do and leave?
My agent will get back to you, buddy. All I got to say is thank you for being on my tip. Do you want to say anything to our callers before you leave?
Do I want to say anything to your callers?
Yeah, do you want to plug your number or do you want me to demote
it? Let me say something to your callers.
Okay, turn that water off, Dave. We're recording. Okay, go for it.
You want me to say something to your cars or what?
Yes, go for it, buddy.
Okay, bye, Dave.
For 40 years, it's been the ultimate experience in sight and sound. Now, we've taken the ultimate one step further. Fantasia. Now, completely re-recorded in Dolby Stereo and digital sound. Fantasia, with music performed by the largest orchestra ever assembled for a motion picture score, under the direction of Academy Award-winning conductor Erwin Kostel. Fantasia, like you've never heard it before. Walt Disney's Fantasia, the ultimate in sight and sound. Now in Dolby Stereo at selected theaters. Listen for it. Rated G, all ages admitted.
Walt Disney's Fantasia, where every sound creates a picture. That's right, and you've got to go see the newly re-recorded digital stereo soundtrack, or hear it as well, because it is a spectacle. That's right, it's something you've got to go catch, and it's playing all over the place, as a matter of fact, but it's only playing in one theater in true digital stereo sound, and that's at the Century City Plitt Century Plaza Theater, and the number for information there is in the 213 area code 553-4291. That's right, for the first time ever in the only theater in the world can you experience the wonder of Fantasia re-recorded and presented in true digital stereo sound right there at the Plitt Century Plaza. It's also playing in Sherman Oaks at the General Cinema Corporation Theaters, and the number is 986-9660 in the 818 area code, or in Glendale at the Mann Glendale Theater. The number for information there is 818-241-4177. And I was fortunate enough to have been able to sit in on some of the recording of the digital soundtrack onto the actual master filmed soundtrack when I worked for Walt Disney Studios a couple of years ago, and it was quite amazing, the equipment and the technology. Now, this is the very first, it still stands as the only completely digital film, in other words, digital soundtrack. The entire film is recorded in digital stereo sound, and you've got to see it. Fantasia, the most sensational sound you'll ever see. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood. I'd like to make a comment on a movie I saw the other night called The Gods Must Be Crazy. Well, I must have been crazy to go see it, because it was about the worst movie I ever saw, I'll tell you. It makes Attack of the Killer Tomatoes look like Gone with the Wind. It really was a bad movie. I mean, I've seen better Super 8 jobs than that. Student films are much better than that one. The only thing good about it was they had some colorful costumes. When the guy threw the Coke bottle out of the airplane, it should have hit the director in the head. Maybe he wouldn't have finished that miserable thing. The best part about it was when I had to leave. And that made me happy. Luckily, I slept through most of the film, so I really couldn't tell you too much about it. Outside of the acting was lousy, they dubbed in the voices, they talked for 15 minutes, and about two words would come out. And I love that miniature truck they pulled up in the tree. Outside of that, it looked like a segment from the Wild Kingdom, you know? I mean, there's a lot of natives in there, a few animals, and it's real good if you just like to see Africa, you know? I mean, without going on safari. But, and this, you know, I mean, at the add-in, when the natives are supposedly talking, that's got to go, you know, strictly amateur. As far as I'm concerned, it was a waste of money, and I'd like to blow the place up if I could find a bomb big enough, because they didn't give me my money back. So anybody that would be interested in seeing it, I would say no on that one. This is Merrill Mack from North Hollywood, and goodbye.
Hello, Paul. This is Michael.
The person you called is unavailable now.
Anyway...
Please leave your message at the tone.
I wouldn't have my own phone at the moment. I called to let you know that. I'll catch you later, perhaps. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, this is John from San Diego County. I'd just like to know, I might be taking a trip up to Los Angeles in the near possible future, and I was wondering, are there any good theaters in the L.A. area that play the Rocky Horror Picture Show, or Pink Floyd's The Wall, or Led Zeppelin's The Song Remains the Same, at midnight? If so, please leave comments on how I can locate these places, and, like, what the general ticket price and other information that might be helpful. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Yes, you might try the North Hollywood UA Movie 6, and the number for information is in the 818 area code, 766-4317. They have played all of the films you just mentioned at their midnight shows, along with Phantom of the Paradise, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Monty Python films, and Prince, and various other movies. So they always rotate, and eventually they will get back to playing some of those. So call them up and get information. They're in North Hollywood. Number for information in the 818 area code, 766-4317.
Hey, Paul, you think you're good with cheek noises? Well, take this. That's to you, buddy. B-U-D-D-Y. How you doing, Paul? You and your little cheek noise as well. Paul, sorry about that. I had to do it. Excuse me. Paul, I'll talk to you later. I've OD'd on Vic 44. Bye-bye!
Yes. This is Crazy Tony, or Hollywood, and I want to just say, to that guy, I think his name was, Todd 213. You know, what are you, a fascist or something? You know, you never have anything nice to say, even when you call Al Pernay's numbers. Oh, the Jews, they're always doing this to the Jews. Oh, listen, I'm Jewish too, but I never complain all the time, you know. You never have anything nice to say. Why don't you grow up? You know, you won't live that long because you're a paranoid, damned, schizophrenic. And I want to tell you something. You try to overtake the government, I bet, too, huh? I bet that's what you want to do. You're a punk. You know that? you're just a little punk and thinking over things. Oh, the TVs are slanted. Oh, well, you know what the only thing slanted is, Mr. Bob 213? It's your damn degenerate fucking brain, you sick maniac. Goodbye.
Well, it's about gonna do it this time for another week of Filmlisted Fun. Wanna thank you all for calling. Join me and Mr. Nino Telefun next week. We'll be chatting about this year's Oscar nominations and also a lot of comments about Bob 213, like the one you just heard. Pro and con. Catch you next week. In the alley, boom, but they're off the way.